I'm Drew with your Linux headlines on June 26th, 2020. Images are now available for version 20 of Linux Mint. The update is based on the latest Ubuntu long-term support release and, like its parent distribution, will receive 5 years of ongoing support. But, marking a major break with Ubuntu's vision for the future, the Mint team has followed through on its concerns over Snap packaging, and has not only disabled Snapd by default, but also configured apt to prevent it from being inadvertently installed. The release brings specific images for the Cinnamon, Mate, and XFCE desktops, includes better support for NVIDIA Optimus GPU switching, and introduces a simple file-sharing application for use on local area networks. Mozilla has announced that Comcast Xfinity has joined its trusted Recursive Resolver program. The ISP is the latest organization blessed to provide DNS over HTTPS services to Firefox users. But this addition has raised a few eyebrows due to Comcast's less-than-stellar track record on user privacy issues. Elementary is the latest major project to abandon Bounty Source after the funding platform recently attempted to change its terms of service. In a blog post explaining its decision, the team behind Elementary suggests that users wanting to continue their support of the project do so either through GitHub sponsors or with direct donations. The Team Win Recovery Project has released a new version which begins to add compatibility with Android 10 devices. Google's latest version of Android brought more challenges for the project than it had seen since the release of Jelly Bean back in 2012. But Team Win has now delivered an update that starts to bake in the changes needed to fully support Android 10 within its custom recovery software. System76 has released an update to its high-end Oryx Pro laptop. The new machine is the first to feature System76's open firmware and embedded controller firmware on a laptop containing an NVIDIA GPU. Offering a choice of 15 and 17-inch full high-definition models, the new Oryx Pro squeezes a 10th-gen Core i7 processor and up to 64 gigabytes of RAM into a package weighing around 4.5 pounds, or 2 kilograms. The laptops ship with the latest long-term support release of Pop! OS or Ubuntu, and pricing for the base 15-inch model starts at just over $1,600. The Electronic Frontier Foundation has decided to join the Internet Archive's legal defense. The EFF has teamed up with a major West Coast law firm to defend the digital lending practices of the Internet Archive against copyright claims being pursued by some heavy hitters on the side of the publishing industry. The case could have serious implications for the creation and delivery of digital media, and we'll be keeping a close eye on the proceedings. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/171. Have a good weekend. We'll be back on Monday.